It's time for the love and relationships hour. If you have any lo-fi advice for your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, I'm no expert. I just pretend to be one on Facebook or actually on social. So I'm just kind of it's just an entertaining show at this point. I don't take the love LNR seriously. Again, just a reminder for the Zoom people, I just want to just check if I got. Yeah, we had to do a reconfiguration on the board, so when we had people coming on Zoom, they won't hear themselves, and I have, it's the return audio. Part of this new mixer that I got is the ability to kind of, have two types of audio, pass-through audio, like my speakers. I have the monitor send, and then aux send is for the callers, so they can hear everything but themselves, because that would kind of, that wouldn't work properly. So that's why, that pot for the card, or yeah, I call it the card, because I normally play audio clips out of there. I have that Tim down, but everything else is open so they can hear everything else. The way I have it set up for the last couple months is that the audio is coming out of a FireWire device on my Mac, because for whatever reason the headphone port, which is a line in, will pop. It, like, I guess it turns off the circuit, but if you have the pod open and you're not playing audio, but you're going to play audio, you get this pop effect, which kind of sucks. But that Firebox, I almost was going to just, no, I was going to literally throw out, I was just going to put it in storage. I realized that it had different audio outputs. In fact, this is a kind of an interesting story. I actually want to talk about this briefly, because I remember Alfred de Blasi was giving me feedback back in the wintertime, because there was this issue where I was using that same FireWire device to put audio in. And what happened was, you could set up the audio settings on your operating system. So for instance, I was using the Mac. You could do it with Windows as well. And I downloaded the application from Presonus, which was compatible with this my Mac, that particular code. So I, you know, was controlling it, but I didn't realize when I run OBS or Audacity or any of these other apps that the apps can take control of the volume, whether it's to listen or to put out. And what was happening was OBS was compressing everything down, but I'm on the Finder, on my menu bar, option clicking on the speaker to make sure that the out in and out, and then I went in the it's not the control panel, but the system breaths and all that, and it turned out that whenever I would run an application, the application would throw its own settings, and I did not realize that there's a system-wide setting, and you thought, well, the system-wide settings would trump or take precedence over the application. I only realized the application takes precedence. So that's why a lot of the audio was really bad, only because I did not know that little trick. And that little trick, it just takes years. It takes years and months of experience. The reason why I use the Behringer mixer is just because I like control and I like things to be hardwired. I may go back to digital or USB down the road, but I'm certainly not going to do that anytime soon. So that's, sometimes there have been some instances where my pot was down too low and you couldn't hear me, and it's because I forgot to open it up. But I just like that control, and it goes in the theme of everything being analog, and then the computers make everything digital. Because if you're watching the live stream, it's actually an analog out. It's an HD camera that's outputting standard def. I upconvert it a little bit to 720p. And when you're watching the live stream, I'm not really doing demos or stuff like that. I'm going to, at the end, show you my new workspace, where I might do tapes up, and that's where I have my other camcorder where it's full high def. So that's kind of, live streaming is not intended to be seen because I want you to hear it. But if you are watching it, I'd like you to be in the room with me. That's kind of the ethos of this production workflow. And for me, I just prefer to have the analog because it just, from the production and then it be digitized, whether it's a USB box. It's kind of interesting because I am using a video capture device to bring both the sound and pictures on the stream through OBS. So actually, I am using a USB device to take the audio out. So it's working. So I guess I could theoretically get more USB audio devices and then at some point just go completely digital. And then my faders would just be basically like a USB device. And I had thought of doing that late 2019. So it was a couple of years ago where we had, you know, I've been developing this workflow for the last couple of years. And I really have not had the perfect mix to put everything together. But right now, I just like the board because I just have full control. And I know that what goes out will go out the way I want it. And then the software will help compensate for missing stuff. Actually, what I was doing for a while was because I'm streaming on the ThinkPad and I record audio on the Mac. The Mac Mini does not do well on streaming, but it actually handles Media Composer better, and it's good for graphic design, animation packages that I do. So it's still very useful, and it's still my baby. I could sell it for $500 and get someone to buy it. I could if I wanted to. I don't need to, because I call it the Micro 2SI. That's the name of the computer. It feels like a 2SI if you're old enough. It's kind of like a modern version of it, more miniaturized. Actually, there's something I want to talk about at another point about using inflation in YouTube videos when it comes to tech. Because I said in the last block that the PC industry was a new industry that was invented on the PC, so you shouldn't be using old metaphors. But that's all another discussion for another day. But let's go back to the Mac Mini and see if no one's on Zoom. I went desperate on Instagram. I'm certainly going desperate on Facebook to my friends. So let's go to our other phone line here, the minifig line. And we got a few callers, and we got 6 coming up, so that might be fine, because we might go into 11 fluently here. Michael, you're on the weekly Zoo. What say you, Michael?
Hey, John. What's up?
Sky, how are you?
What do you think about Joe Rogan? Next thoughts of the media. I almost said Seth Rogen. I meant to say Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan. Oh, he's. I think he's jealous.
Yeah, they're the same about CNN.
Yeah,
he was attacking Elijah Lewis was attacking what's his name?
Sanjay
Gupta. Right? Yeah. What do you think?
Well, what I think of this is I think quite honestly, I think he's jealous. Because he's an entertainer, right? And CNN and a lot of the cable news channels, I have to say it's Fox. You can't say that Fox did this, not an angel, is the angel of everything. I mean, because what's funny is Fox News would make the same joke too, but they're the ones that started this. And they like to, it's like, to me, they're like the guy that started a fire, but he distracts a crowd of people before he throws the fire in the building. And he's the same one that says fire. That's what FNC is, and FBN as well. The problem that I have with CNN is it's very, it has a lot of drama, because Jeff Zucker has been there for the last second, and he has a lot to do with it. CNN is a hard place to get news, and they don't do the news. I mean, they're in newsrooms, local newsrooms. They rely on CNN to give information to their own people, and when CNN is doing this infotainment shit, they, you know, it has a problem. But another problem that I have is there's entertainers, people that are in the entertainment industry that should be in the entertainment industry, but they're going in the news because it gets better pay or something like that. I think that's why it is. And this has been going on for years, like decades. And that's where I think the problem is. It's an industry issue. But what's happening is, that's my theory. I don't like how he pisses on the media. Same with Bill Maher. He is a fucking tool. Both of them are tools. And they have no business to defecate on the media. And I know Bill Maher is a very lefty guy. Both are guilty of this. And the only reason why I think they're really guilty is because they're jealous. Because they have more competition. That's my theory of everything. But I wish the channels could cover more general news and leave the opinion, in the evenings. I have a problem with it. Just don't put it into your day part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's
sure.
Yeah, it's the problem that I see is way too often is just that they're just not informing me.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. Bye. Yeah, they just don't give you the information, and it's like, even on online too, the websites, if I'm like doing the news wheel on the news station, I can't find news. It's all their like stuff that they run on cable with these niche issues, but you can't find like a car chase or a baby found in, you know, XYZ or whatever. You can't find that online. You know, it's to the point where we use RSS readers because we can't be browsing the web if we're doing the news wheel, because then if a video plays out, it might get out to air, and we don't want to be doing that. So it's not very helpful for me. Johnny from Rhode Island, you're on the Weekly Zoo. What say you, Johnny?
Hi, I have a question regarding police. And I know you have your opinions about police. What do you think about what happened in Washington, and what's your thoughts with the just policing in general? I think we know what you are thinking, so I just wanted to get a verification. I'll take your question afterward.
Okay, thank you, Johnny. I think the guy in Washington State, I think he was a state trooper. He did his last call on the two-way. Some police departments still have, it's kind of like the school bus where they clock in, clock out, and you do their mileage. The dominar, not the trip, they do the mileage, you know, that they're doing their official work. But he gave like an FU to the governor because he didn't want to be vaccinated, and the statistics that more police officers died in the last year from COVID than gunshots or anything else just makes me cringe. I'm not against cops, but I certainly don't think that they get too much love from the media for saving a baby that, you know, almost drowned or something stupid like that. Or, I mean, like, rhetorical, okay? A police officer should be trained in doing that kind of stuff. Or, you know, saved a dog from, you know, almost getting run over on a throughway because the dog got lost. Or something rhetorical like that. And I think a lot of the police officers want to be heroes. So that then they're going to get really aggressive. So that's why you have a lot of cops that are pulling people over. Over and over and over, to kind of get a quota. It's, you know, if this happened in the dreaded private sector, the conservatives would be all up in arms calling them bullies. But when it's in the public sector with a department that has been built with a modern-day concept of a localized military unit of a municipality. I'm sorry. I'm not going to support that. And I'm not anti-cops. I think every cop should go through college. They should get a criminal justice background. It makes you more aware of the world around you, because the world is more than just you. The world is more than just your little town. The world is more than just, you know, your county. There are people here that in this state that think just because somebody with a Massachusetts plate must be from Massachusetts and they're doing something sinister. I just think we need to have people with. I think the aggressive police force should not be the overall ethos of police departments. I think blue lives matter if they put worth on it. But they're getting paid on performance. They should be performing. And I don't think cops get that. And it's really sad when an emergency communications dispatcher has to go through more training than a cop. And the training that these cops go through are piss poor. They go through this, like, training exercises where, you know, if you kill somebody with a gun the first time, then they become prey. So if you're getting trained on that, where the moment you shoot somebody, they're going to become a predator forever. And police departments in general do not hold Caucasian people accountable. They're quick to attack anybody else that doesn't look like them. That's my observation, what I research on the subject, what I know. It's not my core belief. I'm not going to sit here and worship the cops and say you're a great hero if you haven't been proven. Because in every other job, in every other profession, you're to perform. Even a freaking help desk at a Genius Bar, okay? This is the only part where the conservatives will defend any hack. And that's where I find the police. How many of them died? What was the percentage? Those are hacks. And there are too many people that are very political. I don't believe they work for the municipalities. But the municipalities aren't, you know, outside of cities, aren't supposed to have parties. If your town doesn't have a mayor, you're not a party. Okay, there shouldn't be any political biases when you work. You need to be professional. And to me, it's like an elite version of a mall cop with most of these. And I hate the word cop because I think it's slang. It degrades what the job should be. A law enforcement officer, you're expecting accountability. The cop, you're expecting him to just do the basic job over and over again. So, anyways, Larry is next on the Weekly Zoo. Larry, what say you?
Hi, I have a question. Who was your first crush?
I am not going to say that on the air.
Yeah, anywhere in your young life.
I'm not going to tell you anything. I can't say it on this air. Are you still there?
What do you think of your old stomping ground?
Yeah, it's interesting you bring it up. I had landed across a YouTube video just the other day of this. It was recently published. I think it's like some police interest group, but it's funny because it had nothing from the police department. But anyways, Kevin Smith, the town manager, was featured in this thing. The production was mostly this drone footage of the center of London area of Mammoth Road. That's the only quaint part of Londonderry. And they're marketing this as this little town. And I just think it's misleading marketing. I don't even recognize Londonderry, New Hampshire anymore. I don't. When I go by there, I can't even recognize it. Houses are like half a million. dollars, yeah, thank you. They're like $500,000 for a single family home. Like this cute little house that used to be an old rest area before I was even born, on a byway, mind you. It's $500,000. McMansions. Get off my lawn. That's how part of Londonderry hasn't changed. A lot of it's changed. But to say that Londonderry, New Hampshire is a small town is fucking yourselves. I wouldn't even say shitting yourself. It's fucking yourselves. John is next. John is on the cell. You're on the Leakley Sue. What say you, John?
Hello, Simon. How are you?
Good, how are you?
So, I have a question with a relationship question. I asked this girl out, and we've been hanging out, but she thinks I'm a friend, and she doesn't know my intentions. Do you know how else I can get her attention?
Let's see, if they're going out with her, and she doesn't know that you're interested? What? Something's wrong with her, I think. I don't know how to help you on that. That's a really strange question.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, okay, you're giving up on me. Okay, good. Good to know. All right. All right, let's just updating graphics for a moment. So just stand by here because I'm a one-man band. And I'm going to go right here. Let's go to Jake. Jake, you're on the Weekly Zoo. I'm also Tech Pete. That's the wrong show. Weekly Zoo. In fact, I actually said the Weekly Zoo on my first two episodes, or one of the first two shows, and nobody in management caught it, which was good. Jake, you're on the Weekly Zoo. Let's say yo. It's easy to do it when you're on the Weekly Zoo. Hi, Jake.
Hi. So I have a question. You say you don't like to talk about the competition, but I'm going to challenge you. 8-Bit Guy, what do you think of him?
Oh, he's overrated. He's got too many people. He's a sellout.
Okay. What do you think of the Computer Clan?
No comment.
Okay. What about the Macintosh Librarian?
No comment.
Okay. Alfred DeBazzi?
No comment.
Wow, you're not giving any opinions. You're boring. You're such a boring mo.
This is going to be a cheap shot. Oh, God. Wait till we... See, I think part of it is the bitch line isn't functioning, so we're not getting the cheap shots through the bitch line. If anyone was listening to Howie Carr from yesterday, the chump line was much more amusing to listen to a decade ago than today. But, you know, yeah, I got to get the bitch line back up and running. Josh, you're on the Weekly Zoo. What say you, Josh? Josh? Got Josh up? Is this where radio nightmares are made out of? Josh, you're on the Weekly Zoo.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, what's up with you?
So I have a remark on the Fox News channel. You kind of alluded earlier about outfoxing. Well, you know, I, for one, don't like the way the news fits the narrative. I don't agree with what you see with the media. I think it is all a show, and I think your characterization is inaccurate. So that's all I wanted to say, and thanks for letting me speak.
Well, I... See, let me... I gotta challenge you on that, because I think what's happened with television and cable news is that people that are in cable news are in the wrong jobs. There's this one chick that's on CBS, and her name is Tanya something. She's on front of a camera, and you'd think she would be happy being in front of the camera, and she's got an agenda. She's clearly got a narrative. Even it passes my filter. And it's like, come on, bitch. You know, you should be happy for what, you really should be, like, happy for what you have, and they're not. And I do think there are certain elements where people that are working in news are have worked in politics, but that came from Roger Ailes directly. He pioneered the concept that it was okay to have people who were political operatives, handlers, and all that to go in. And it goes back to my theory of the guy that threw something in a belly and you know, distracted people, didn't realize that the guy who called fire was the one that created the fire. And again, unfortunately, conservatives tend to not take accountability, but preach it on other people. And I think what happened was let me put it this way, in its early years, it was much more benign. It was subtly, but it was really benign. But I would say in the last 2 years, the Fox News channel just completely went off the rails. And the Fox Business Network, they don't even cover socks anymore. They went off the rails. And there's no filter for the opinion people. Yes, there's CNN and MSNBC have people, but they're not going to let people say the most outrageous thing on their air. Maybe on the news side, because NBC News has had some ethical issues, but I don't think it's like this coordinated effort the way people like Joe Rogan and even Bill Maher. But you know, sensationalism goes as far back in the print, hundreds of years. Electronic media is a little bit difficult, and again, we haven't even brought up Facebook tonight, which. It's a fucking cesspool, Facebook. I hate to say it like that, but Facebook just... The people that share stuff on there, it's actually... I'm going to wrap up on that. I'll do that as a wrapper after the next block to just actually read up some things about my thoughts on how Facebook is used politically amongst the conservative and liberal mindsets, because it's literally two different worlds. I understand both, and I think it's important to have the tolerance and understanding so you can understand it. Let me log into my WordPress, so I can read it on the air. But I'll come back on the break, and then I'll talk about this, because I think that it's a real problem with disseminating information. If you're, you know, all you believe in is Santa Claus as your god of information, which is a real issue. All right, we'll take I think we're all done with calls tonight. I will still take any Zoom calls. It's still open, people. You have 24 minutes if you want to come on and talk with me. I know the Red Sox are playing tonight, but they're a bunch of sissies. So we'll be back in a moment. This is the Weekly Zoo. Welcome back to the Weekly Zoo, the show where we don't play music thanks to great big tech companies with the recording industry, and we talk about everything from stocks to politics to people giving me cheap shots to love and relationships advice, everything. So you can't go wrong on this show. This is a show, by the way. It's not just a live stream with a web camera here. Just a couple things I wanted to talk about with Facebook. I really kind of thought that I wanted to bring that up. So just give me a moment while I get the graphics up here. You have about 15 more minutes, or actually, I'm sorry, the clock is 10:43 Eastern time. So you actually have 17 more minutes before I call the end of the show here, where you can we try to see if it works. Who knows? We might have technical gremlins here, but I just thought I saw a critical by that. It was just the cable here. God, it's I think. tell you, it is Halloween. It's an illusion, right? But speaking about illusions, I gotta pimp myself here. I gotta do some pimping here. This shirt is technically not for sale, but if you want this, visit techiecrafts.clickford.net or techiecrafts@clickford.net, the email address. You can order a custom. Of course, anyone who knows tech and has been born after 1980-something would know what this implies. And again, Susan Kare. Why did Susan Kare make an extra frown on the sad Mac? Does anybody have the answer to that question? If you do, you might win a free kit. If anyone knows the answer to that, maybe I should go Google it. But techiecrafts@clickford.net for the email if you want this shirt, because this is not available. It's an exclusive only to me because I pimp my own brand, because that's what I am. I'm the whore master. Because I'm the whore of all the plugs on a weekly suit here. So, while I got the camera fixing it. Let's talk about social media, another type of whorish content. Hey, it's 10 o'clock Eastern. I can say whatever the hell I want. Right? It's my fucking show, kids. This is our fucking show, as Poppy would say, right? This is our fucking show. Keep fucking the chicken. All right, I'll read this. Hopefully, maybe somebody will come on here. But maybe you know what? I'll whore that I am. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get people to comment on the Instagram. I'm so sick. I'm gonna just keep pimping myself until I can whore myself for attention. You know. I hope my battery doesn't go down with me using the Instagram app. I actually deleted the Facebook app because I thought that was whoring the battery life. To only find out that it's Craig Federici that likes to fuck things up. Actually, I want to do an Apple Unexplained, to kind of counter that Canadian. He basically mansplains Apple. So, if anyone's watching me on Instagram, hit me up. Your comment may be read on the air to the whole world. Love to see a comment here. Come on. I also got the Zoom. Patch you up. I bet you anything, this would be the only time something would work. But anyhow, I'm going to read a blog post from yours truly at clickfo.me where I write about the world. Facebook and the crazy political world. This was published on October 16th, the 34th anniversary where the Dow had made its record point loss for its time. Just fun facts, right? I've noticed some of my friends who are conservative or liberal use or share content on the platform that are radically different. I don't mean to trash right-wingers, but the average Facebook user who's right of center are certainly not of those of the Lincoln Project or hell, Joe Scarborough is fucking more rational than your standard crazy aunt. This lies into an issue that probably accelerated in the Ronnie Reagan years. Yeah, I call him Ronnie. And obviously George W. Bush, but the idea that very rural people or people who've grown up in the middle of nowhere basically stopped growing and learning. So basically people who graduated high school just stopped learning. Obviously Reagan had a very static views, but wasn't a combative person. But wouldn't act like a high school bully the way President Trump was in his last term. Because I have been on the planet for a while, Bush supporters that were just that. Because fanboys was not used in the political sense until Trump and Bernie Sanders campaigned in 2016. Facebook, as well as Twitter and even YouTube and live comments, is very dangerous to society when it comes to any type of elections. From my experience, conservatives on Facebook, and I bullet this, content is shared lacks credentials. I'm not asking where are your papers in order to get influence or inspire on a platform of which inspiration can be a positive, whether it's some trivial content on some random Facebook page of a name that I cannot recognize, who talks like the guy that's working on the railroad, will not motivate me. Because how the hell do I not know that that dude is a Russian bot? I mean, seriously, I prefer validated Facebook fan pages with the recognition of a user. If a profile from some friends of friends, I kind of typed on that, and below that, also, anyone who has credentials in a background to them is considered to be an elitist, which doesn't need any more explanation. Conservatives are more long-winded than their liberal-leaning posts. On the days where, the days where liberals are long-winded are not popular right now. In fact, the left-leaning people that I know tend to be more on point and well-written than some right-winger. This ranges from memes and just text-based status updates. The long-winded is derived from people just doing simple carriage returns because they're not smart enough to write incomplete sentences. But to type, only to type dialogues, just the standard three-word sentence times 20. Their long-winded posts take so long to read that you could read a New Yorker article and get halfway period by the time you figure out what the tight right Facebook post meant. Conservatives love memes. Build a wall. I stand for the flag. Congress should have term limits, etc. They love viral videos from other lowlifes like Dinesh D'Souza and Breitbart, specifically on debates. And they love spiffy attacks to own the libs. Conservatives lack the ability to critique liberals or institutions and never critique their own, simply because they lack self-reflection. Conservatives connect to conquer and to create chaos, and yet the orderly and respect the mindset of the wingnuts is what was described when the Bushes were in office, Bill Clinton and Ronald Reagan. These people are the trailer trash whack jobs that can't even learn to wear a fucking dress or suit once in a while. Yeah, I said the F word. They choose to stick to their high school education memory. This isn't about college versus high school educated. Many high school educated people who have voted for, say, President Trump literally left their ability to learn at graduation, or worse, even before. Yeah, this interesting writing. It's almost as if their mind was trapped and stuck in nostalgia instead. Not to mention the undertones of hazy, unpopular politicians because they mask themselves as villains. Those goddamn liberals. They're coming for you! Without any facts, they're gonna come for you! I should play the old cut of me. The liberals are coming! The liberals are coming! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Biden's coming! Biden's coming! What's her name? Kamala's his puppet! Oh my god! The liberals are coming! Oh god! I love doing that. That was funny as fuck. I did that on a Facebook live stream too. Conservatives hate being informed. Any news content is a standard rip and read content to get clicks, and when they hate the MSM because getting news from that people with philosophical minds must be evil people, because philosophical people is a call for those damn liberals. Disinformation is powerful. Stretching points of fact and making narratives to conform their world is apparently a-okay. Well, you're on the right side of things, you're perfect. State and local poly, they know nothing. Oh, I'm sorry, I gotta do my gym career because that's what I was implying. They know nothing! You know a conservative when they never discuss state or local governmental issues. To them, they take all the actions in D.C. because, yes, liberals are known to do that too, but that is less relevant now only because they dialed up. Remember, conservatives treat politics like literally like a Sox and Yankees matchup. They shout at the TV as if they were at Fenway Park or Yankee Stadium shouting at a hateful player. If you ask them, their rep or senator, or worse, their city council member, they wouldn't know because they don't care. Because in their worldview, the real politics is in D.C., emphasis added. They talk very unoriginally, and lacking authenticity turns people off. They are talking what some other talking head is saying, who just coming from another political handler a few degrees down. So by the time it hits the sheltered American in flyover country, it's so obvious that the parents mocking what other political handler is manipulating. Now, the liberals don't use the social media in the same way conservatives do. In fact, these dinosaurs were early adopters to social media, and despite the conservatives, and despite the contrary, it was believed that it was in the 2012 presidential election where social media clearly played a significant role, despite the claims that Facebook and Twitter got President Obama elected the first time. There's 50 shades of liberals on social media, if not more. Some liberals are on Facebook, some are others opt-in, some are sharing really, some are populist, some are decent Democrats, but just don't say that to your crazy aunt. They are more often not following Facebook pages. Some use Facebook to keep tabs on friends and family, while more distant people with lousy social subnets are using Facebook groups or pages. Some capture memes, and some appear to not be literal editorial judgment. Like on the right, some indiscriminately share content that's hard to trace. Imagine the screen grabs that gets from another screen grab that comes from tweets that are over a few years old, of which does that person that shared that on Facebook even know that meme was originally a tweet? The lefties love their frames, and they actually do own the frames. These people are like sofas. They take the position on whoever last sat on them. In this case, they love their three-word political Facebook causes on their frames in a default pick. I'm an issues guy, so I love to make fun of people that come off as an ass. So you can read this if you've got bored with me reading this to you at clickvote.me. And again, you've got 4 minutes left, literally, actually 3 minutes left, and I don't think anybody's going to comment. I think everyone knew I was going to go live tonight, and everyone went to the bunker, which really sucks. Maybe just people don't know how to comment, but you can also email me, theweeklyzoo@clickfo.me, if you want to hit me up. But again, you have 3 minutes. And if you come on at 10:59, I'll just extend the show. I don't have to deal a heartbreak, but if I don't get anybody by 11 o'clock Eastern, then F you bitches. Sorry, I couldn't resist. This is the Weekly Zoo with the Love and Relationships Hour at 10.